On the center screen, right beneath the error message, the VR painted a terrifying image. As the third firewall gave way, the half-dozen or so black lines representing marauding hackers surged forward, advancing relentlessly toward the core. With each passing moment, a new line appeared, then another. "They're swarming!" Soshi yelled. "Confirming overseas tie-ins," cried another technician. "Word's out!" Susan averted her gaze from the image of the collapsing firewalls and turned to the side screen. The footage of Ensai Tankato's kill was on endless loop. It was the same every time. Tankato clutching his chest, falling, and with a look of desperate panic, forcing his ring on a group of unsuspecting tourists. "It makes no sense," she thought. "If he didn't know we'd killed him..." Susan drew a total blank. It was too late. "We've missed something." On the VR, the number of hackers pounding at the gates had doubled in the last few minutes. From now on, the number would increase exponentially. Hackers, like hyenas, were one big family, always eager to spread the word of a new kill. Leland Fontaine had apparently seen enough. "Shut it down," he declared. "Shut the damn thing down." Jabba stared straight ahead, like the captain of a sinking ship.
"Too late, sir. We're going down."
Chapter 120. The 400-pound SysSec stood motionless, hands resting atop his head in a freeze frame of disbelief. He'd ordered a power shutdown, but it would be a good 20 minutes too late. Sharks with high-speed modems would be able to download staggering quantities of classified information in that window. Jabba was awakened from his nightmare by Soshi rushing to the podium with a new printout.
"I found something, sir," she said excitedly. "Orphans in the source. Alpha groupings all over the place."
Jabba was unmoved.
"We're looking for a numeric, damn it, not an alpha. The kill code is a number." "But we've got orphans. Tankato's too good to leave orphans, especially this many."
The term orphans referred to extra lines of programming that didn't serve the program's objective in any way. They fed nothing, referred to nothing, led nowhere, and were usually removed as part of the final debugging and compiling process. Jabba took the printout and studied it. Fontaine stood silent. Susan peered over Jabba's shoulder at the printout.
"We're being attacked by a rough draft of Tankato's worm?"
"Polished or not," Jabba retorted, "it's kicking our ass."
"I don't buy it," Susan argued. "Tankato was a perfectionist, you know that. There's no way he left bugs in his program."
"There are lots of them," Soshi cried. She grabbed the printout from Jabba and pushed it in front of Susan.
"Look!"
Susan nodded. Sure enough, after every 20 or so lines of programming, there were four free-floating characters. Susan scanned them. P-F-E-E. S-E-S-N. R-E-T-M.
"Four-bit alpha groupings," she puzzled. "They're definitely not part of the programming."
"Forget it," Jabba growled. "You're grabbing at straws."
"Maybe not," Susan said. "A lot of encryption uses four-bit groupings. This could be a code."
"Yeah," Jabba groaned. "It says, ha ha, you're fucked." He looked up at the VR.
"In about 9 minutes."
Susan ignored Jabba and locked in on Soshi.
"How many orphans are there?"
Soshi shrugged. She commandeered Jabba's terminal and typed all the groupings. When she was done, she pushed back from the terminal. The room looked up at the screen. P-F-E-E. S-E-S-N. R-E-T-M, M-F-H-A, and so on. Susan was the only one smiling.
"Sure looks familiar," she said.
"Blocks of four, just like Enigma." The director nodded. Enigma was history's most famous code-writing machine, the Nazis' 12-ton encryption beast. It had encrypted in blocks of four.
"Great," he moaned. "You wouldn't happen to have one lying around, would you?"
"That's not the point," Susan said, suddenly coming to life. This was her specialty. "The point is that this is a code. Tankato left us a clue. He's taunting us, daring us to figure out the passkey in time. He's laying hints just out of our reach."
"Absurd," Jabba snapped. Tankato gave us only one out. Revealing translator. That was it. That was our escape. We blew it.
I have to agree with him, Fontaine said. I doubt there's any way Tankato would risk letting us off the hook by hinting at his kill code. Susan nodded vaguely, but she recalled how Tankato had given them N Dakota. She stared up at the letters, wondering if he were playing another one of his games.
Tunnel block half gone, a technician called out. On the VR, the mass of black tie-in lines surged deeper into the two remaining shields. David had been sitting quietly, watching the drama unfold on the monitor before them.
Susan, he offered, I have an idea. Is that text in 16 groupings of four?
Oh, for Christ's sake, Jabba said under his breath. Now everyone wants to play.
Susan ignored Jabba and counted the groupings.
Yes, 16.
Take out the spaces, Becker said firmly.
David, Susan replied, slightly embarrassed, I don't think you understand. The groupings of four are...
Take out the spaces, he repeated. Susan hesitated a moment and then nodded to Soshi. Soshi quickly removed the spaces. The results were no more enlightening.
Jabba exploded. Enough! Playtime's over. This thing's on double speed. We've got about 8 minutes here. We're looking for a number, not a bunch of half-baked letters.
4 by 16, David said calmly. Do the math, Susan. Susan eyed David's image on the screen.
Do the math? He's terrible at math.
She knew David could memorize verb conjugations and vocabulary like a Xerox machine, but math?
Multiplication tables, Becker said. Multiplication tables? Susan wondered. What is he talking about?
4 by 16, the professor repeated. I had to memorize multiplication tables in fourth grade. Susan pictured the standard grade school multiplication table.
4 by 16.
64, she said blankly. So what?
David leaned toward the camera. His face filled the frame.
64 letters.
Susan nodded. Yes, but they're...
Susan froze.
64 letters, David repeated.
Susan gasped.
Oh my God! David, you're a genius!
Chapter 121.
7 minutes, a technician called out.
8 rows of 8,
Susan shouted, excited.
So she typed. Fontaine looked on silently. The second-to-last shield was growing thin.
64 letters. Susan was in control. It's a perfect square.
Perfect square? Jabba demanded. So what?
10 seconds later, Soshi had rearranged the seemingly random letters on the screen. They were now in 8 rows of 8. Jabba studied the letters and threw up his hands in despair. The new layout was no more revealing than the original.
Clear as shit, Jabba groaned.
Ms. Fletcher, Fontaine demanded, explain yourself. All eyes turned to Susan. Susan was staring up at the block of text. Gradually, she began nodding, then broke into a wide smile.
David, I'll be damned.
Everyone on the podium exchanged baffled looks. David winked at the tiny image of Susan Fletcher on the screen before him.
64 letters. Julius Caesar strikes again.
Midge looked lost.
What are you talking about?
Caesar box, Susan beamed. Read top to bottom. Tankato's sending us a message.
Chapter 122.
6 minutes, a technician called out.
Susan shouted orders. Retype top to bottom. Read down, not across.
Soshi furiously moved down the columns, retyping the text.
Julius Caesar sent codes this way, Susan blurted. His letter count was always a perfect square.
Done, Soshi yelled. Everyone looked up at the newly arranged single line of text on the wall screen.
Still garbage, Jabba scoffed in disgust. Look at it. It's totally random bits of...
The words lodged in his throat. His eyes widened to saucers.
Oh. Oh, my.
Fontaine had seen it, too. He arched his eyebrows, obviously impressed. Midge and Brinkerhoff both cooed in unison.
Holy shit.
The 64 letters now read, PRIMEDIFFERENCEBETTLEENELEMENTSRESPONSIBLEFORHIRORSHIMAKI.
Put in the spaces, Susan ordered. We've got a puzzle to solve.
Chapter 123.
An ashen technician ran to the podium. Tunnel block's about to go!
Jabba turned to the VR on screen. The attackers surged forward, only a whisker away from their assault on the fifth and final wall. The databank was running out of time. Susan blocked out the chaos around her. She read Tankato's bizarre message over and over. Prime difference between elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
It's not even a question, Brinkerhoff cried. How can it have an answer?
We need a number, Jabba reminded. The kill code is numeric.
Silence, Fontaine said evenly. He turned and addressed Susan. Ms. Fletcher, you've gotten us this far. I need your best guess.
Susan took a deep breath.
The kill code entry field accepts numerics only. My guess is that this is some sort of clue as to the correct number. The text mentions Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two cities that were hit by atomic bombs. Maybe the kill code is related to the number of casualties, the estimated dollars of damage.
She paused a moment, rereading the clue.
The word difference seems important. The prime difference between Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Apparently, Tankato felt the two incidents differed somehow.
Fontaine's expression did not change. Nonetheless, hope was fading fast. It seemed the political backdrops surrounding the two most devastating blasts in history needed to be analyzed, compared, and translated into some magic number, and all within the next 5 minutes.
Chapter 124. Final shield under attack!
On the VR, the PEM authorization programming was now being consumed. Black, penetrating lines engulfed the final protective shield and began forcing their way toward its core. Prowling hackers were now appearing from all over the world. The number was doubling almost every minute. Before long, anyone with a computer, foreign spies, radicals, terrorists, would have access to all of the U.S. government's classified information. As technicians tried vainly to sever power, the assembly on the podium studied the message. Even David and the two NSA agents were trying to crack the code from their van in Spain. Prime difference between elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Soshi thought aloud.
The elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Pearl Harbor?
Hirohito's refusal to...
We need a number, Jabba repeated. Not political theories. We're talking mathematics, not history.
Soshi fell silent.
How about payloads? Brinkerhoff offered. Casualties? Dollars damage?
We're looking for an exact figure, Susan reminded. Damage estimates vary.
She stared up at the message.
The elements responsible.
3,000 miles away, David Becker's eyes flew open.
Elements, he declared. We're talking math, not history.
All heads turned toward the satellite screen.
Tankato's playing word games, Becker spouted. The word elements has multiple meanings.
Spit it out, Mr. Becker, Fontaine snapped.
He's talking about chemical elements, not sociopolitical ones.
Becker's announcement met blank looks.
Elements, he prompted. The periodic table. Chemical elements.
Didn't any of you see the movie Fat Man and Little Boy about the Manhattan Project?
The two atomic bombs were different. They used different fuel, different elements.
Soshi clapped her hands.
Yes, he's right. I read that. The two bombs used different fuels. One used uranium and one used plutonium. Two different elements.
A hush swept across the room.
Uranium and plutonium, Jabba exclaimed, suddenly hopeful. The clue asks for the difference between the two elements.
He spun to his army of workers.
The difference between uranium and plutonium. Who knows what it is?
Blank stares all around.
Come on, Jabba said. Didn't you kids go to college? Somebody, anybody. I need the difference between plutonium and uranium.
No response.
Susan turned to Soshi.
I need access to the web. Is there a browser here?
Soshi nodded.
Netscape's sweetest.
Susan grabbed her hand.
Come on, we're going surfing.